You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Unbelievable.
How did you move?
I know. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. That's all right. Welcome to The Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
With my new background, a tapestry hung by Dennis Olson. Thank you, Dennis. It is a friggin' windy last couple of days in Los Angeles. It is stirring up everything in the air, so everybody's eyes are burning and everybody's sneezing, and it is not drug-related, ladies and gentlemen, by any means.
Not yet.
But yeah, it's a beautiful day. We've had so much rain here in LA, and now the Santa Ana winds or whatever, and it's like it's incredible, but it's always warm. And I'm looking at now, my turkey neck just gets better and better on camera. But anyway, welcome to the Bob Dean Show. Yay. In beautiful broadcasting live on LA Talk Radio and Facebook, the Bob Dean Show page. And from gorgeous Santa Monica, California, our home studio. As you can see, oh, look, there's a monkey in a Santa Claus suit. Thanks. It's just another of our decor. Today, guests are Marissa Hoffman and J.W. Epley. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Now, before you say anything, let me give everybody a little background. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Marissa is my neighbor who I talk about all the time, who lives literally 2 feet away. JW lives down. Well, he lives in real Santa Monica, the groovy part. And this is how you do the day after hanging out with them.
I think that's enough.
Is it 2 p.m. yet? I got to be at work in 15 minutes.
Just wait until the
These guys are our good friends. They are bon vivants of Santa Monica and Beverly Hills. I like to call them. They're just very social people. And this is an adults only episode. So if there's any kids in the room,
their heads off.
Yeah, put a bag over their head or something like that. No, we love kids. But yeah. So there's
somebody should.
Yeah, you know what? And I made a whole list of the bullet points we've been discussing for a couple of days. And what did I do? Somewhere I put them down, so I had to scribble on a paper towel real quick. So, hi guys.
Hola.
What's up?
Come on, stop. How you doing, Marissa? This is the earliest I've seen you up in the, 5 years I've been
here.
I knew
you were going to say that.
Well, I mean, I couldn't believe
Dennis was singing. I was like, talk to you soon.
Well, I got home from work last night and at what, 2 or 1:30. And you guys were still up. And what's the I walked through the door. Make me a grilled cheese.
What's this? You guys.
I
was at home in bed like a good human being.
Well, at any rate.
I think the first thing I said when you walked through the door, I was quiet. And then I think I hollered, penis.
Kitty.
And then I said, honey, welcome home. And then I probably asked for food.
Penis, titties.
Penis, titties.
Oh. Nicole just sent me this. She said, Bob Dean, this is you. And it's some guy going, I need a vacation. Looks like Fred Flintstone. And then on his vacation, he's equally as pissed. It's pretty pretty good.
In your speedo.
The worst thing about vacation is you have to come back.
Well, your life's a vacation, buddy.
Yeah, no,
I mean that in the nicest possible way. JW, Marissa is a model and actress, very successfully. And also she is the sassy girl. You may recognize her from stage and screen, but also, and music video, but also from the Huntley Hotel in Santa Monica.
Oh God. Where,
when this girl, you know, this is because we're up till 5 a.m. But then at 2 o'clock, the next morning, we don't say a word to each other. I can hear her doors close and then her little high heels going down the stairs. Click, 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 click. and we have to say this real quick. RIP Jennifer Gilbert. Jennifer was a neighbor in our building. We have a small 9-unit. I call it a garden building. It's for those of you that know architecture, it's a dingbat building, the L-style building. We're the best neighborhood in town, and it's landscaped beautifully. The point is that there's only 9 units. So we as neighbors get along really well. We're not intrusive to each other, but we look out for each other, right? And, you know, well, I'm kind of like I want to call myself a matriarch. I'm like the nosy gas bag.
That would beginning.
Yeah, but Jennifer was here in this building for like over 40 years. She was a nanny to the lots of wealthy television stars. She and I had our ups and downs in our relationship as neighbors and friends, but we lost her suddenly. She passed away peacefully in her home at the very young age of 61. So that's right. God bless Jennifer.
I'm trying to glue what she said there.
And otherwise, look alive. I was like, Bob, stay alive.
Yeah, well, you know, when the coroner shows up, everybody's calling me. What's going on?
Like, no, what,
it wasn't me or Dennis, so, or Marissa.
Do you know Chance B. Finley? I was like, as I'm late for work.
He said, once the coroner shows up, everybody calls me.
Actually, yeah, they were like, I was like, I don't know, maybe talk to Bob. But they were like, Jeff's number. I was like, my phone's in the car. And Dennis wrote down your number.
He's going home.
Hi, Lily.
This is Lily. She and Marissa's English bulldog, not English
French.
Bulldog,
French
bulldog. They're dating.
Hello.
Oh yeah, and I got to tell you guys, we went to see our friend Derek in Palm Springs, Palm Desert.
Yeah, how do you get to hear more about your trip?
Well, the trip is that he goes, and Derek, I hope you're watching because we had a great time and your new house is beautiful. But don't tell me you got French bulldogs when they're pit bulls with French bulldog ears. That's what they were.
The French drag queens.
French drag queens. My buddy Derek, he's got this really swank is the word. It's, you know, it's a beautiful old development from the 50s where the little ranch houses with the big fireplaces but it's a gorgeous neighborhood. The palm trees are friggin' like huge. He's got a big ass pool, which is the best part. So I invited myself and Dennis up. I'm like, we're coming. He's like, oh, I'm fine. I got these two new French bulldogs. We get there and they're friggin' pit bulls with crossbred. And that's what they were pit bulls with these little pointy ears. And he flat out, he goes, be careful. If they circle around you, they're going to bite. And we're like,
wait, they were actually a mixture or you're just using the term that they were pit bulls?
No, they were mixed. Because he said bulldog. You know how people say that, like when you're watching Judge Judy or the People's Court, and people are trying to defend their dog,
that's
and they go, "Oh, it's
on a pig.
It's a pit bull a doodle." These dogs bit me three times. I got bitten where they broke the skin. Dennis
was telling me this. We're
just standing around by poolside, and all of a sudden the dog goes,
"I was like." Yeah.
So
they
collectively they bit you five times?
Three.
Him,
well, the one
Dennis
the
twice.
Female, they're only 7 months old and they're big and they're
so they can grow into biting you more? I don't fucking understand that. That's the logic,
but at any rate, so yeah, I got three big old bite marks. I'd show them to you, but I literally am in my underwear. That's the beauty of the podcast. Thank you, Sam. I was telling him how out here in Los Angeles, the friggin' wind has been ruthless for the last 48 hours.
I know. I almost got blown away.
I haven't been blown this much since college.
Probably.
I know you're not kidding. But yet, every...
I think my mom's watching this, so thanks for paying.
Oh, my gosh. I hope
oh, yeah.
So. If your mom... Hi,
can't even tell his mom. But yeah, when we get the, I don't know if they're Santa Ana, it has to be Santa Ana winds because I haven't been watching the news or weather in the last few hours. But all the shit, all the palm trees, all the dead fronds or whatever you call them, peels, they weigh about 100 pounds apiece.
Oh, no, if you get hit with one of those, I always think about that. I'm like, oh my God, what if I was just walking in or my dog and I'm like, boom, getting out by one of those things. I'm like, holy shit.
Seriously. Fuck. If you get, ladies and gentlemen who are watching the Bob Dean Show, yay, and listening on LA Talk Radio and Facebook. It's like if you could picture it being like an artichoke, you know, like you have the end of the artichoke's all tender and everything. I mean, you know, the peel, you know, and that's what the beautiful palm fronds look like. But then you peel the artichoke and you drag it across your teeth, you get to the end and it's hard. That's what a palm
first
tree
of all, Bob,
leaf.
I thought you would know better than to use your teeth, but go ahead.
That's how you use an artichoke. I'm talking about eating an artichoke. Don't knock me until you tried me.
Oh, no. Good when they're just, or like when you grill them. Okay, next time. And you also have my Instapot. We're ready for a meal in the Instapot.
She's just practicing talking right now, so it's fine.
No.
I know. I've never seen you this quiet, Marissa.
Well, it's your show.
I like it.
Start with your talking.
Right. Okay. For the people that are watching, and for my hopefully a lot to my old friends from Miami in the 80s.
Hey, he's talking.
My titties.
Titties. Penis.
It's an inside joke.
Anyway, were you letting him finish?
That's how Marissa. That's our code language. Where was I? Oh yeah. What I was saying is, for my friends in Miami who are, you know, in our 60s, early 60s now, that these two are what we were, and I, that's meaning
I've never had this much fun,
and up until dawn, and just living life and having and having a great time. And I mean, I seriously, Marissa, when I hear, because Marissa, you are a great hostess. She literally, you guys, she's like. To Dennis and I, she's like our little sister or our niece. Oh, great story. And then we're going to get on to JW because I want to find out how somebody's penis got broken. But, sorry, Mrs. Epley. It's like, what was I going to say? You're the great, a great hostess, but you entertain just like 6.5 nights a week. And because right. your apartment is very cool, but I mean, you know, because this is what I'm trying to explain is that I get everything because that was me for years and years and years. When we're not doing a shoot or a film or something, which most of the time, our rent paying jobs are in the club business, hotel business. So we're night people. Uh-huh. And that means, you know, for all you day people, that, you know, when the sun comes up, that's bedtime. You know? And every 7 nights a week, you got, you know, some of the people from the club over there or some friends, and they're all lovely, charming people. Because sometimes, you know, we'll get sucked into the mix. Dennis and I will be over there and this and that. But you just have fun every night. And it's, you know, I love it. The couple mornings that I do get up and I see people going down the driveway doing the walk. Hey! Hi, baby. Hi, little girl.
The other blonde bitch.
Like the other white meat.
She's blonde. She has 9 nipples and she'll never cheat.
And she doesn't really speak. So
no wonder that's just
it's a big deal.
How did you guys become friends? How did you meet?
You and I? Or the dog?
I mean, you guys, you and JW.
What's the website called?
Pornhub.
Sugar Daddies.
Whoa.
Sugar Daddies.
I used to live right by the Hunley, and we go there several times a week to eat, and she's been there for several years.
We as in you and your dick?
Me and, whatever.
Yeah, well,
here's where it gets sassy, ladies and gentlemen. Put the kids in the next room.
I'm sorry, Bob Dean was talking? Yeah, and then...
This is where the ladies and gentlemen go ahead and get those kids out of the room, because we're going to start talking.
You said it's an adult only, no children, but throw a bag over the head.
That was a warning.
Yeah, now you're wondering.
So the Huntley Hotel, ladies and gentlemen, is in Santa Monica on the beach, and it's gorgeous and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's where the elite meet. It's really cool. And JW, you are an entrepreneur of many things, which keeps you in Porsches and golf. you know, didn't you just recently lose a Porsche?
I know where it is.
He lost. He's been losing.
I mean, didn't you have? Is she still okay? Tell us what happened.
Wait below.
I'm sorry.
I mean, first of all, we can make light of this because you look great, and fortunately, you're okay. But it was a serious accident.
I wanted to see how
fast it would go.
Telephone pole was. And I learned my lesson.
Well, you were coming out of what, the Bel Air Country Club or
Mountain Gate.
And what you, I really want to know, did you just like hit?
No, so I was going a little too fast.
Focus, Marissa, focus.
It's a little curvy road and I was going a little too fast and I was going significantly too fast. And a car like drifted in coming around the corner towards me, kind of drifted a little bit into my lane, and I overcorrected and
you hit a pole.
Yeah.
Well, and was it a Carrera?
It was.
It was.
What color was she?
Now it looks nothing like it.
I'm sorry?
I said, what color was she?
It was, I can't call it Alice gray. It was a dark gray.
Yeah, that new color from Germany. Marissa, I apologize just now for telling you to focus. I apologize for that because the wind is horrible, you guys. And it's rattling the windows here, and I'm watching the palm trees go back and forth. So,
So his tenting, like that's what I was like. The wind just took out.
The sail just came like the.
It's like a shade tent thingy.
Yeah.
Now it looks like when you're like in grade school, you all went under the tent
parachute.
Yeah.
Parachute.
I'm like, now it's parachuting. I'm like, oh shit, you just lost
it. I didn't think about that. There must be homeless tents blowing all over the place in this town.
That would fucking the one that shot me.
Yeah, well, that was my next one. Before we get to the tell us about you got shot in downtown Santa Monica, right?
What?
In the back. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, there were three of us walking down the street, and we were walking past one of our lovely homeless encampments in Santa Monica, and I didn't even actually realize that it happened. It was a 22, so it didn't
hurt.
But like I heard it, and I was like, my buddy that was standing on the right of me, he's like, "You okay?" And I got shot.
So there were
three people in their tent, and they said they were just, they found a gun, which turns out they fucking stole. And they're their story. They were just looking at it and they didn't know it was loaded. And, somebody pulled the trigger. But it's just kind of rare that you just, of 360 degrees every direction, that it just happened to hit one person in the middle of the back. And they were out of jail a day later.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and this is, I put up that TikTok video of me, this is about 2 months ago, when the rest of the, maybe 6 weeks, when the rest of the country was freezing, and of course it was beautiful here. When it's 60 here, we're all friggin' freezing, because your body gets used to it. And I made that video at the Mosaic Hotel in Beverly Hills, where I work. Come and see me there. I'm behind the bar 6 nights.
Yay!
And it's the Mosaic Hotel at 125 South Spalding. It's a great, great little boutique hotel, and I love it.
And that's the Mosaic Hotel?
Mosaic Hotel and the Huntley Hotel and JW Santa Monica Palatial Condo Apartment House. But at any rate, I made that video where I'm like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Bob Dean. And I said, well, the rest of you guys are freezing your asses off. And I pulled these two lemons off the tree. And I go, I'm making fresh lemon cocktails poolside. Have a nice day. And I put it up on TikTok. It was a friggin' joke. I get all these.
You feel real confident with that.
Well, I get all these hate thread comments from people from Hooterville and Schmooterville. And you wouldn't believe it. They're like, fuck LA. You should squeeze those lemons between your ass cheeks. Nah, 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 nah. And I was like,
my point being
is that a lot of the comments were
putting down
LA and our homeless problem. Because it is. It's bad.
May I respond to those comments for you?
It's coming to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. It's Miami and San Francisco and New York and all these people flooding in over the borders. Don't even get me started on that, because this is not a political program. But if you think that's okay, you're fucking out of your mind. Anyway, God bless America. And that's just me. That's Bob Dean, not my guests or Dennis or the cat.
I mean,
bam. Fucking sick of this shit, you guys. Sick of it. But you live in Santa Monica, is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beach community. And you go from Beverly Glen? No, Westwood. No, you still see a little bit from Beverly Glen to Doheny, and you won't see one homeless person. And that's what, about a mile through Beverly Hills. You're not going to. You might see a homeless person that's broken through the barrier.
When I used to live on 4th of Montana, and they were like cockroaches. They're fucking everywhere. And since I moved here, I truly have not seen one since I've been here.
Well, dude, my friend Joan, you haven't had the pleasure of meeting Joan Shawbrough yet. She is a really close friend. Oh, no, you met her on Christmas.
Yeah, she picked up your dog's shit.
Yeah. Well, Joan has been on the Bob Dean Show in the past because she is a but Joan is a hair, she called a beautician, a hairstylist, whatever you call them now. But she's been at the, I wish I could remember the name of the damn place, but it's right down in it's on, where is it? It's right on the beach. And the place has been there forever. And I can't remember it, but she's been there for a long time. She's got a really high-end clientele where people say, focus, you too.
I'm listening to you.
You're laughing at her.
It's like Teddy Ruxpin. Just wah, wah,
wah, wah. I think I've been pretty good thus far, you douchebags.
I know. Well, have another hit of that vape, honey.
We set the bar pretty fucking low.
Okay, stop. So anyway, don't give me start me laughing because I'll cough. But Joan has been at the same salon for a very long time, and these women come in, I don't know where they get their money shooting out of their ass like Oprah, but they pay a lot of money
to have
beautiful hair. They have to walk clients out with a taser now. That's how bad it's gotten. These people, they have to walk their clients to their cars with a fucking taser. And thank you, defund the police. Sorry, we're not going to go there. So tell us about how your dick got broken, JW.
I'm sorry.
In other news,
this is the first conversation that we had when I met Marissa. Brought him over one evening, and Dennis and I were hanging upside down in the
theater. Oh, yeah, but we all did it in the
thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how we got. That's the first night we met. The first night we met, when JW was like, "Hey, I'm JW," she broke my dick. And she was telling me about how she broke some guy's dick.
If you're gonna put my business in the street, don't ask me the questions. Like, we can move on. You just admitted.
Let him tell
us. You said, "I'm JW, she broke my dick." So, next question.
The end.
Next question.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, it was apparently a very, I had to go to, I'm going to shorten this because I know we only have 15 minutes.
Yeah, I did.
I had to go to four different urologists because the first one was like, what the fuck? He's like, I've only been out of medical school for like 3 years. He's like, I'm not prepared for this.
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't trust somebody with my dick that's only 3 years in either.
And then I had to go to another one and the third one. And then the fourth one, like the third guy, he's like, all right. And I can't remember the guy's name, but he's like, you need to see Dr. Schmeckle. And it took me like 4 months just to get an appointment with him. And he's like, yeah, this is, and what they told me, and I'm going to shorten this real quick, what they told me.
I hope it's not your dick you're shortening, but anyway.
Go. No, that actually. So he said, because, you know, all right, if I got an erection and I went swimming, I would just go in circles at this point. it was egregious. So the doctor told me, he's like, what we're going to do. And he made it, he's like this soft voice. Like, it's just like, it made it sound so simple. Just wait. He's like, we're going to make a little incision. We're going to take the scar tissue out. We're going to reconnect your blood vessels and your nerve endings. And then you're going to stitch up. All right. I mean, I'm not thrilled, but all right. What he actually did, he circumcised me again. He peeled it back like a banana.
Oh my gosh.
Then he did all the shit. Then he put the banana back up, and inside stitches, outside stitches, and some glue. This is what threw me. He's like, you know, we as men, we get erections while we sleep. He's like, don't be alarmed if you wake up with blood. Don't be fucking alarmed. First of all, you lied to me, you fucking cock breaker. Like,
that was me.
Don't be alarmed if you wake up with blood just running down your cock. Like, that's fucking alarming.
Like, yeah, I don't get periods, so I'll hear you.
Anyway,
did he give you some kind of like saltpeter or something to sniff? Somebody, I talked to a guy once, seriously, who had was circumcised, at, you know, as an adult, and he said that his doctor
I, apparently.
What? Yeah, but I mean, like, to get when you get when you start to get aroused, you sniff it so you don't get an erection, so it doesn't pull the stitches.
Well, no, but if you're sleeping.
Oh yeah.
You rewind and hear what he told me, because he said while you're asleep. Also, I would use a pencil and just whack that thing if it was starting to get hard when I was awake. If that'll knock it down. Sorry, are we moving on yet?
No, hell no. Because this is actually, we're going to call this our Bob Dean Show medical moment. Medical moment, because we may be making light of it, but we're actually learning.
Traction or cast? When it's broken, do they put it in traction or a cast?
Dennis wanted to know if they put it in traction or in a cast.
So I wasn't going to, if we had 10 more minutes, I would go get this thing. It's a fucking contraption that
a penis pumper.
No, it's like, do you remember watching like old like gladiator movies where they quarter people, like that horses tearing their fucking arms off?
Oh god, that's why I couldn't watch them.
So there's this device. It's called I'll think of it. But so there's a hole in it, and you put your cock through it, and then there's like a ratchet clamp, and that thing clamps down on the head of your cock. And I'm not making this shit up.
You should see Dennis's face.
It's called the Storex.
It feels like torture.
So you, like, let's say this, and it clamp, and then it's spring loaded. So it basically pulls your dick 30 minutes, two times a day. I did it for 45 minutes.
Once.
I was like, I'll take the loss of, length. This is fucking
horseshit. You thought it couldn't
get any worse. Oh man, I'm so sorry I brought up these painful memories for real. It's not funny anymore.
Not it.
Yeah, it is. Because next time maybe you'll demonstrate it when you come back on the Bob Dean Show. We'll make it the X-ray. Because this is serious. This is a serious medical moment. You're letting us know what can happen if we're not responsible when we're screwing.
I'm sorry?
I said we could call this the Bob Dean Show medical moment, because not only we're talking, making light of it, but it also is very interesting about what can happen.
Well, and so, how you, so, so wait, wait, children so, PG-13, so may, you're allowed to watch this as
may
education.
May I also give you some... So, like, let's... If... Let, Bob, let's just... Hypothetically, if I were to handle your glasses and I dropped them and broke them, I would buy you new glasses. Bitch didn't buy me a new cock. It's like $172,000. She's like $172,000. She's like.
And look, there's still sitting fucking next to me.
Dennis is over here singing to the Beach Boys tune, Be Cruel to Your School. Remember that? Be true to your school. He's singing, Be Cruel to Your Tool.
Hey, Dennis, I thought we were homies, but, you know.
Listen, it wasn't on purpose, and it was not like it was a bucket list thing, but I can say I did that. Like,
yeah, but now it's
both of our moms know. Like, yeah.
Well, they do now.
No, they knew before this. I like this one time when my mom came out here to visit. Like, oh, yeah. And his mom knows. So I'm like, everybody knows. This motherfucker, like, shouting it from the rooftop.
So,
this 20-year-old broke my dick. No. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Woo!
So I was actually a customer, but when she was working at the penthouse, she got a straw and she bent it like this and she just walked by me. She goes, she's like, familiar?
I say a lot of fucked up things.
I'm like, ah, oh, this bitch.
Oh, man. That hurt. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Although, I know you guys are going to come back on the Bob Dean Show. Yay.
Yay.
I want you to bring that device. Oh, can you see?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, look, that's unsubscribed.
You know, like, just you guys talk for about 3 minutes. I'm
gonna
get it.
Oh, you can go get it right now.
Oh my god.
This is what winners do.
Don't get whacked by that thing.
My friend Johnny Cosmo, who's been on the Bob Dean Show, yay. And he has his own show. Hey, Johnny Cosmo. He put up on, I just happened to click on this because I'm looking for our video from when we ran into each other at 3 o'clock in the morning on Hollywood Boulevard. It says, unsettling realization. I'm the same age as Mr. Furley. From You'll Get There. It's coming for you. I'm looking for the video that we made, and I'll explain it all here in just a minute. Next time I'll learn how to do this right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll cue it up. But this is just a day in the life of us, Marissa and me and Dennis and JW. Dennis and I went, what was the name of the place we went to?
Oh, the tattoo shop?
No. The restaurant in Hollywood. Across from
the B-52. Somebody's B-52.
The Brodner's or
Brodman's.
Something? Brodman's. It's right across from, hold that thought. It's right across from where the
I'm going to clamp it down.
No, don't do that. Because I'm going to show them the video of us in Hollywood the other night. So right across from Musso, this is old Hollywood, really cool. There's a place called Rogers, and it's a swell bar restaurant, and it's all these stars used to hang out there and this and that. So Dennis and I were down there the other night having a cocktail and some meat, and we get in the car, and it's 2:30, and I put up a little video that we made on the sidewalk of the starts because Dennis and I were fighting about these Russian guys who complimented us, and he's like. I said, what are you going to steal my phone? Is that why you said I look into my clothes? And one thing led to another. But I posted the video, and then I get this text from Marissa, hey, we're in Hollywood. And I'm like, and they're like 15 feet away at 3 o'clock in the morning getting tattoos on Hollywood Boulevard, which, where all the stars are. But it's like, it's quite, you can hear a pin drop, except for the police siren.
Penis,
titties. And that's our, whenever I hear, titties. I know that Marissa's somewhere. It's like Lassie. Hey, Dennis, Marissa's in trouble. She's yelling titties.
Oh, no, our video of when I drove you guys to what the fuck?
She said to my
gas
mom.
Station. I'm like, I was at the car, the one I took while driving. I'm like,
she sends my mom. She sends my mom text. Just, how are your titties? That's
how I agreed with his mom. Like, how are you? Not like, how are your like, boobies?
Hey,
how
Cody. Hey, Cody, how are you doing?
No, I say, hi, it's how are you, and how are your titties? How are your boobies? And then she's like, I'm good, mine are good, how are yours? Hanging out.
That's your titty thing.
I'm going to try and show this video, ladies and gentlemen. This is what Dennis and I walked into. I think they kept the shop open late because you guys are VIP. Hold on. And thank you for the t-shirts, by the way, JW.
Yes, sir.
Let's see if we can get this.
JW and Marissa.
It's starting now. Oh, hold on.
Terrific.
For the most part, booze and titties.
She's only learned four words.
Or a guest.
Yeah.
There's Bob.
JW and Marissa.
And they're both getting inked up. It's just another day, y'all. It's another day in our life, right?
I was like, wait, you're on the stars.
I'll tell you what. We had
I think we're pretty close. I was like, yo, Bob, what are you doing?
We had to work for that. We called pretty much every tattoo shop.
Yep. Like, the goal was to go to the guy that we went to last time in Culver City. And there was somebody over here in Venice that didn't work this. Out. That's why I told Dennis. I was like, and then the mold over there.
So,
holy balls.
Pretend like this is your.
Hold on. I want Dennis to come over so he can see it. Yeah. He's got his wiener fixer upper tool.
Wiener crutches.
Dennis said your wiener crutches.
Yes, no. Wiener stretcher. Yeah. So just envision that this part goes up against like your pelvis. So stick this in here.
That's your dick.
And then you clamp. Like, you know that clamp sound that fucking hurts? And it's spring loaded.
It's a stretcher.
And it just it for
yeah.
It just like it.
It's the penis pumper. It seems so unpleasant. I'm like,
I think this one is for black people, but
That was a compliment. Compliment.
For me, no, it is a compliment. My,
my face
in their
face so they can see it.
Looks like R2-D2.
It's like R2 didn't.
Oh my God, JW, bless your heart.
Yeah, my dick too.
I demand a wheelchair.
Oh my God. A tool chair. Oh, no more ever joking about that.
Oh no, we're still, it's never going to stop. We're fucking, the jokes will keep going until we die. Yeah. That and everything.
They'll keep going until I stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the time.
We'll just buy you a new dick.
When JW comes back, I have another, well, I want to change the topic.
Yeah, I got you. I
Now, when you were at a much more mature age, I don't like the 45.
Prime.
You sent your W-2 to your high school principal.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking cocksucker. So
you should send him this.
No, well, no, this wouldn't actually.
No,
all right, like, so I could tell this. So my. A friend of mine, Jerry Pyle, his parents still live in the same area where I went to high school.
You're from Wyoming, right?
Yeah. And okay. they ran into my high school football coach is now, he always was a fucking dick, but he's now a principal of a different school. And they were at a, I'm not even one bit embarrassed about this. They were at a some event at his school, and he was talking to Jerry's parents, and he's like, "Oh, wait, how's Jerry or whatever?" And his parents were like, "Oh, well, he lives in Santa Monica, Venice, California." It's like J.W. Epley is down there as well with him, and he goes, "He's still alive."
Dude.
I was like, all right, bitch.
Oh, my.
This was the first year, too. It worked out perfect. It was the first year, I had two commas in my W-2. And I sent it to him, and all I wrote on it was, I go, next time you think of me, think of this.
Bitch, bye.
I didn't get a response. I'm a petty fucker, but you know what? He's working. He's in Wyoming working for $45,000, so he can eat a bowl of dick.
You heard that live on the Bob Dean Show, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. Yay. You know, J-Do, you hold nothing back, man. And you know what?
So my mom was doing the show with you just a little bit ago. She's like, oh, nice. What's the topic?
Hi, Mrs. Hoffman. We still need to get that sauce recipe from you.
Yes, sauce and meatballs.
The topic is broken dicks and revenge.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm a firm believer in revenge.
Karma.
I'm a vengeful dude.
Also, eye for an eye. At least I don't have a dick for you to break.
Yeah. You think this is the first hole I dug?
Oh, my God. I can't. Thank you for showing us that device, man. I'm serious.
Yeah, wow. Honestly, this will teach. I had actually never seen it. Like, I know about it, but I've
Dennis wants to know, JW, if I have that in red.
What nightmares are made from.
Well, this will teach us all why we should just be doing the missionary position.
I think Adam just wrote, he can eat a bowl of dick. Like, you just said the same line.
He's
popped up.
So,
hey, Adam.
On the top of the screen. I think you just said he goes.
He goes. He can eat a bowl of dick. Uh-huh. He goes. Classy.
I was like, you just said that,
dude. I'm on the Bob Dean Show. Like, this isn't a Geraldo.
Closer. Well, it is now. Thanks to you guys.
Anytime.
You working today, Marissa?
No, I took the day off just to do your show.
Really? Yeah. Good for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work.
No, I
that actually do, that actually doesn't make any fucking sense because she doesn't go to work till 5.
So I got up just to do your show.
No, see, I'm telling you, I swear, I lived your life for years.
Bob,
so
you remind
it.
Me of
and
me.
Thank
I'm
you.
Like, wow, that's an awesome compliment.
Thank you for getting out of bed and looking so good, even though you looked a lot better
50-50.
By the time you're all done and dialed up. It's like I said, we'll be at 5 o'clock in the morning. She'll be like, can you make me a grilled cheese? But come quarter to three, if you say two words to her, she's like, I'm busy. She's doing like 15 things at the same time, you know.
He's like, I don't know how you do it. Like, you like roll out of bed, get ready in like 30 minutes, and then come out the door looking fucking beautiful, and then like, run down the stairs. I'm like, I've been being on time, so I don't have to, you know, fast walk.
You could just picture Barbara Eden when she's ready for work or a shoot or something. Because you're still gorgeous, but man, you turn heads and it's hilarious. Because like we'll see each other at the supermarket. Turn heads, break dick. If we stop into the market on the way home for wine or vodka or, you know, essentials, and all these heads, and I mean this with all due respect, but you know, you're turning heads because you're in that black mini skirt. And the hair, and you know, and you're, and then I'm like four people back, and I'm all like frumpy with my cigarette hanging out. And, and you'll turn around and go, "Hey!" And I'm like, "Hey!" And
everybody's
like,
"How does
that old man know her?" Uh-huh. I'm her uncle.
Well, when I was moving, you're my boyfriend also, and
this isn't to you. Adam knows who this is for. So
Adam, thanks for tuning in to watch your buddy. You know, so tell us what it's all about.
One of my best friends on the planet, we were in New York in a car. He goes, what was your first car? And he wasn't setting this up. Like, he didn't know. I was like, actually, it was awesome. I was like, it was a 67 Mustang convertible. And he looked at me, he goes, buy it new? Like, I almost used my thumbs to get home. I was like, I'll get them.
Dude, Marissa took us to what's that bar where they still have matchbooks over on Pico? Like we could walk to it.
Oh, Tiny. That new
No. Forrest Gump ran across the country. It's, walk anywhere.
Tiny's.
Yeah. Oh, this is a Desert Fox bar. They actually had matches. That was in Vegas up there. But yeah, we went the other night, and I went. We were playing the basketball in the back.
Like Papa Shot. I thought they had ski ball.
Are you talking about Tiny's? Or are you talking about
No,
I think it's Tiny's. But the point is that I go up to the bar to get us some drinks, and this guy's next to me, and he was pushing 40, and he called me old timer. Old timer.
Yeah. I mean, if
I said, you know what, I'm old, but
the math is actually mathing on that one.
I'm like, who the fuck cares? You're the coolest, like. And but we had a great time. I was trying to catch a big bass.
If he's 40, what are you? What 86 now?
Am I 86 now?
I'm 86 from this conversation.
You're alive.
What? I don't understand.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, because he's 86. That's probably why he was answering.
No, are you saying that I look 86 because of this turkey neck?
Oh my god! You gotta let that shit go.
What, the turkey neck?
No, the fact that you keep bringing it up. You're a very handsome, weird, amazing. So,
yeah. Something's never changed. Well, no, I mean, wait, this is coming
you're
for you, dude.
Beautiful freak.
This is coming for you. Because this girl, she goes, I laughed at work, and this girl goes, ooh, your face moved. Do you hear what I said? This kid goes, I was laughing at work, and this girl, the young kid, she goes, ew, your face moved.
I'm not a Kardashian, so that's what happens.
Well, I have to tell you guys, I don't like to count my chickens before they're hatched, but you know where the Mosaic Hotel is across the street is one of the most. Again? Huh?
The Mosaic Hotel.
Well, no, it's one of the finest plastic surgery centers in the entire world. So people from all over the world, women mostly, and men.
So you went somewhere else?
No. I was invited. I'm not going to go into any details because you don't want to count their chickens before they're hatched. But I was invited to take part in a before and after thing, just to be at no cost to me.
You're the before. I'm the after.
No, I'm going to be the before and the after, and maybe Dennis too. But so that you know, they measure like this.
Gobble gobble.
I love
yeah, who knows. Maybe I'll come back looking like maybe I'll come back looking like everybody else in Beverly Hills. You haven't had any work done, have you?
Just getting over the props. Like,
oh, look. Hey JW, I got one of those penis things too.
Yeah. You guys got a few of them.
Yeah, you've had a lot of penis things from what I've heard.
Hey, let me tell you what, don't knock me till you try me.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, I'm cool.
Sorry, Mom.
Once you go Bob Dean, you never go back. Woo!
Once you go Bob Dean, we don't want you back.
All right. You know, we're pushing the line there now. Look, yeah, I know.
I mean, true. Sorry, Dennis.
He said he can't hear what we're saying anyway. We only have a few more minutes. What do we have, Sam? Like five? We have 5 minutes?
So Bob.
You all the bullet points?
No. Dennis goes, did you get through all the bullet points? No, not even close. Two. That's what you said. We'll get through two or three.
So, Bob, what's the funniest joke you know? Off the cuff.
I can't tell it anymore.
Why?
Because it's going to offend some him, them, he, her, she, it, y, z.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have been standing there. So just fire it up.
Those are your own feelings.
Oh, God. Honest to God. Okay, one of my favorite jokes is the guy buys a coal mine, and he hires a black guy, a white guy, and a Chinese guy to work in it for him. So he lines him up the first day, and he tells the black guy, you're in charge of ground level to sub-level transportation. Got it? Got it. He tells the white guy, you're in charge of picking and shoveling. You got it? Got it. He tells the Asian guy, yeah, you're in charge of supplies. You got it? Got it. Go to work. He leaves, comes back 8 hours later. The first guy sees is a black guy. He goes to the black guy, well, what about you're doing a great job. What about the other two? And he goes, I don't know. You put them down there this morning. So the mine owner goes down in the mine, and he comes across the white guy, and he goes, well, what are you doing? The white guy goes, well, I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm picking and shoveling. And he goes, you're doing a great job. Thanks. What about the Chinese guy? And he goes, oh, I haven't seen him since this morning. You put him in charge of supplies. So the mine owner's like, oh, fuck, he's lost down in this mine. So he goes over this big spotlight, and he's looking around and around, and he crosses a corner, and the Chinese guy jumps out and goes, supplies!
That's fucking good. That's a fucking great joke.
My friend Mike Strazing, or Julia Hamilton Cargyle, was in the hospital in Nashville, Tennessee at St. Thomas. This is 30-plus years ago. Had throat surgery. And she and her boyfriend and me and Mike were there. Mike told that joke, and I didn't get it. And I was leaning up like this. And I was one of those metal chairs like this, and it flew out. And I got it finally, like 30 seconds later. And I laughed, and the chair flew out and hit the wall. And Julia's like, don't make me laugh. It was like with your dick, her throat, you know, with the stitches and all. That's a great joke. So tell us one. These are jokes you can't tell in bars anymore, and we're going to bring them back on the Bob Dean Show. Yay.
This is for my friend. So I have a tattoo right here. This is package. And one of my closest friends on the planet has a tattoo that says deal. Because we're a package deal. So he just sent me a text. He goes, hang up. So this joke. So I told him this joke. He has a relationship with his mom that is maybe not always the best. Maybe. So what's the difference between a joke and three dicks?
What?
Your mom can't take a joke.
Okay, now we can
hang up. And she can get past choke.
I love you, JW. I love both of you guys. And for all of your friends that are watching, JW, thank you for, I know your group texts and all that probably have more viewers than I've ever had. But your buddy is a gas, you guys and gals. And Marissa, you're all right too.
Thanks, bro.
Marissa's brother saved my, in our, what, 700-foot square foot bachelor, Dennis and I called it
the bachelor today, pad. Shit. You're going to circle all day, you're going to land this plane. Sorry, sir.
This conversation is making me uncomfortable.
There's like 60 seconds left.
Dennis gave me a sizable amount of cash that I had to put in the bank. Dennis gave me a bunch of money. And, you know, and Marissa comes over, and, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going, what did I do with that money? And I'm looking at, well, actually, I was looking for the money, and then I heard her come home, and I'm like, oh, fuck, she's going to come over here and start talking, and she's going to completely distract me from finding this cash. I did
say, okay, the story's not even proper. Like,
the point is that you were on FaceTime with your brother.
Like, oh, who's Dennis, or Bob. I was like, just so you know, you've got some cash right there. Like, and I was like, proceed. And also, there's a little
shopping
cart.
She's going to come over and start talking.
It was in the shopping cart with the little dick man that goes like,
cash, you probably wouldn't have lost it, and then you found it.
But the whole point about how I found it was thanks to your brother. Uh-huh. Because I had been looking for I might have had a cocktail or two or three, and I knew it was in this giant house somewhere.
I'm looking everywhere.
I'm searching frantically, and I'm like, I just lost a lot of dough. And then her brother's on FaceTime, and he comes, and he goes, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? Good to see you. And
you put like, a shirt on. Just
and he goes, did you look in your sock? And I was like,
sorry, what?
In your sock.
My brother was like, is it in
and
your
I go, sock? I was like, good. I reach in, and I pull out this wad of dough, and I'm like, oh, you're my hero, man. Because at least I got some sleep. I mean, I knew it would have turned up eventually, but I was like, where is it? Where's that dad? We have to wrap this up, guys. Like,
you know, if I wrapped it up, I wouldn't have four kids.
Obviously, like I told you, you guys are definitely going to have to come back on again.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll do it together. Since we're all here in town, we can just do it together where we can all sit in the round.
I thought about that. I was like, oh. Yeah.
Well, no, this is cool because, you know.
No.
If we actually do it together, can we convince Dennis to be part of it?
Yeah, he's sitting right there. Did you hear
I know said? He is, but he's like
JW said we should have, and Marissa said she thought about why we should have done this together in the first place.
He's like the Wizard of Oz, like he's the man behind the curtain.
Well, yeah, he'll be on next time. Sam Heisen, thank you very much. Thank you, Sam. Director of LA Talk Radio and owner and all around good guy. It's time to wrap it up. JW Epley, Marissa Hoffman, see you guys tonight. That Dennis said, owner with the boner. Love you guys. Thanks for watching the Bob Dean Show. Live in Santa Monica, California. Bye. Thank you.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.